evening. It's time for some praise. We have a wall in our office that we call the words wall. And we have some very important meditative things on the wall that we invite our clients to look at. Some are scriptures, some are short sayings. And one of my favorites is this. It's an old parable, and it says, God likes me when I work, but he loves me when I sing. So it's most appropriate that we include in this weekend of study and fellowship some bona fide praise. And we will continue the theme of Jesus in all of our six songs. And I want to thank the singers and our accompanists, because they're going to come up here and, you know, with very, very little time for practice, they're going to sing their hearts out. But that's the key. You see, the intention is not to be perfect in our singing musically, but to tell the Heavenly Father how much we love him, and to tell our Master how much we appreciate what he has done for us. We want to include you too. So in every one of the songs, there'll be a portion that we want you to sing with us. I won't belabor all the details. We're small enough that you're going to figure out when I turn around, it's your turn to sing with us. The words will be up there on the screen, okay, for that particular verse. In some cases, you'll join us for the last verse. In some cases, it'll just be the chorus. But we'll figure it out. And if we don't get it right the first time, they said that we could do the whole program over again, you know, to make sure we do it right. So don't worry about what's going to happen. The purpose is to enjoy this. So it's time for praise.
To bear. What a privilege to bear.
looks like we haven't practiced it before. That's not totally true. It's close.
Oh.
sing So Send I You. We will sing the first verse, then we want you to join us for the next four. Okay? We'll all sing together. We'll sing the first verse. And I might add that after verse 5, there's one more line called a coda. It's just kind of the final little tag on the end. So be alert for the coda also after verse 5.
Maybe bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we once again this day come before Thee to give Thee thanks for all of Thy many blessings Thou hast given to us. We thank Thee, dear Heavenly Father, for the precious gift of Thy dear Son on our behalf. We thank thee, dear Lord, that thou hast allowed us to come apart from the world, to fellowship one with another of our dear brethren, to learn more of thee, to be led by the words of thy dear Son, and to try to emulate him and to be guided in his footsteps. We thank thee, dear Lord, for the privilege of having a witness to the public this day. We know that thou hast certainly blessed our services of this day, and we look forward for future opportunities to witness unto the world as the opportunity might come to us. We thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, for the way in which thou hast led us, for the privilege that we have to raise our voices in song and praise to thee. We thank thee for the love that thou hast shown to us. And now as we close this night's fellowship, dear Heavenly Father, be with each and every heart bowed before thee this night. Give us a night of rest that we may come refreshed in the morning to once again fellowship with our dear brethren. We ask all things in praying and hoping that thy kingdom might soon be established, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.